Joy Margolis is the Director of Communications and Public Policy for Lutheran Services Florida, a nonprofit that has a refugee resettlement program. She illustrated the scale of the world's refugee problem.
There are basically 16 million refugees in camps waiting to be resettled throughout the world. So, and they're from many, many different countries. 80% of those refugees are women and children. And when they wait in camps, they wait indefinitely. So it's a major problem. And that's why World Refugee Day is celebrated, so to speak, and designated. June 20th is World Refugee Day, designated by the United Nations to bring attention to this problem.
Margolis said that immigrants have difficulties in coming to a new country, but that refugees have even more issues to deal with. Here she described what refugees are and how they can attempt to achieve protected status.
If a person believes that they are being persecuted, usually due to religious belief or political beliefs, then they fear that they are, you know, in danger of losing their lives or being tortured or thrown in jail. What they need to do is declare that status.
Lutheran Services has provided help to over 250,000 refugees in their 25 years, according to Margolis.
We've been providing care to refugees for the past 25 years, since 1982, and we have a very close estimate that we've helped probably close to 300,000 refugees, children, their families, from so many different countries, you know, many from Cuba and the Caribbean countries, but also from many countries in Africa and Bosnia and Eastern Europe, Afghanistan as well.
Margolis said that her group assists refugee children to enroll in schools and helps their parents enroll in English language classes, among these other services provided to all refugees.
The first thing we do is, of course, we meet the family at the plane, literally when they arrive, and we have a place for them to live, an apartment or a home, depending upon the size of the family, and we have it furnished usually with donations of furniture and other household goods. And from that moment on, the very next day, we begin with counselors working with the family. Our goal is to help the parents find jobs.
Tour Abdul Muhammad is a refugee who fled violence in Somalia 15 years ago and has been a refugee in Kenya before arriving in the United States 2 months ago. As part of the entertainment portion of the World Refugee Celebration, he and his family clapped and played drums while one of the younger girls danced.
When we are in Somalia, there is some fighting. There is some fighting was happening. Immediately we come in Kenya, and then we are staying almost in Kenya in 15 years. I mean,
Maria Alvarez is a refugee from Cuba who waited 12 years for asylum in the United States until she arrived 7 months ago. She hopes to succeed in this country as a singer. Here, she explained her happiness of being in the United States and is translated by Rubis Castro, the Lutheran Services Florida Regional Director.
She's saying that she's very happy and that the United States have helped them a lot, and she just feels full as a person.
To learn more about World Refugee Day, visit the website of the United Nations High Commission for Refugees at unhcr.org. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.